Hey guys, today, oh sorry guys, it's not Corona, I believe, okay, but today I wanted to talk about the act of reciprocation in the bedroom, and not even in the bedroom, but all aboard in relationships. And the reason the act of reciprocation is so important is because this is what garners bonding and love. And when one partner is more selfish than the other, it's going to breed resentment. And that partner is going to start looking for that other hoe, the other nigga, who can give them what you refused to. I have noticed that a lot of men and women, when they have been in a relationship for a while, not even just in a relationship, let's just say it's a sexual agreement, you know, you got your boy toy for the month, okay, you know, you got your dick that you like, okay, when we get comfortable with whatever situation we're in, and this is even in friendships, reciprocation begins to falter. And the reason it begins to falter is because we begin to take the other partner for granted, and that is what's going to lead to the crack of the foundation for any relationship that you have. Because once you stop reciprocating, it's going to breed all types of negative emotions. Your man going to be like, you selfish. You don't do nothing for me. I could do better. Watch. Okay? You going to watch. And you're going to be like, you're going to be crying. And then you're going to be in the new relationship for the first couple of months. Reciprocation, reciprocation, reciprocation. You know what? He eats me out. I'm going to suck his dick today real good. And then guess what? You get comfortable. I don't got to suck dick no more. He eat me out every time. And I hate people who say, well, I don't ask them to. No, but you know why he does it? Because he loves you, because he knows you like that shit. So if he's doing that for you, how come you can't reciprocate with the blowjob? It doesn't matter if you don't like it. You know he likes it. And he's going to feel good. And this goes for both genders, okay? And I did this exercise that is really good with the act of reciprocation. And that is literally thinking about the things that you are grateful for when it comes to your partner. All the things that you're grateful for that he does for you. Every time you're hungry, he buys you food. When you're sad, he calls you. When you're horny, she sucks your dick. When you have a bad day, you turn to her to talk to and she listens. When you have your fears, you both comfort each other. This gains this deeper understanding of each other. When you really care about what the other person wants, and they care about what you want, and there's this beautiful balance, a relationship can only get stronger. I always think of the things I'm grateful for. And if you can't think of one, cut that nigga. Cut that girl. Cut, 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 cut. Okay? They're dead. Okay? They are rotting away while you are blooming. Okay? Because you will find that person who will give you what you need inside. And I know a lot of us have issues with exploring with our partners. But you shouldn't. And you shouldn't be afraid of telling your partner what you want. Especially if it's something that you specifically need in a relationship. So reciprocate, guys. And there's even little ways to do it. Like little ways. Like you see that they gave you a massage last week. Do the same for them next week. Or do something you know they're going to love. Take them out to a movie. Wear lingerie. Do a little dance for them. For the men, you know, shower your woman with affection and words and truly being in the present with her. A lot of men don't know how to do that these days, and a lot of women. But truly be in the present with the person that you love. And once you reciprocate, You both gonna be creaming so hard that you won't believe how lucky you are, okay? The failure of all relationships when one person starts taking the other for granted. Don't take your partner for granted and make sure he doesn't take you for granted either. Thank you for listening. Let me know if this helped. But I really wanted to talk about this today because of some selfish motherfuckers, okay? Thank you for listening, everyone.